Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, Avodah Zarah 11, and our Gemara is telling us stories about righteous Romans and some of whom have converted to the Jewish faith. In this context, the Gemara tells us about a story about Unculus Bar Colonimus, who converted to Judaism. And if we say that this is the same Unculus who the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav discusses, then we would say that this Unculus was the nephew of the Roman Emperor Titus, who was involved with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And in addition to that, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says that this is the same Unculus who wrote the beautiful commentary on the Torah. So if that's the same person, this is story, it makes it even more powerful. So the story is that after Unculus converted to Judaism, Shadar Kesar Gunde de Romi Abasre, so the Caesar sent a bunch of troops, Roman troops, to bring him to him and to not allow him basically to proselytize. Mashchinu Bikrai, but Unculus who was so adept at understanding the power and the depth of the Torah, converted those people who came to him, and he did it by citing verses from the Torah. Hadar Shandar Gunda de Romi Achrina Abasre. So then the Caesar sent another bunch of Roman troops after him to convert him. But this time Caesar said, Otemer Levu Midi, do not engage with him in talks of scripture. We don't want him to be able to convince you to convert by citing scripture before you. Kiavishaku Va'azlu. So since they were walking along with him, he engaged them not in scripture, but in matters of a trivial nature. He said to them, Emuchu Milsa Ba'ama. Let me just tell you something in general. Nifyora naka nura kame piporia. The nifyora, and these were different levels of Roman dignitaries. He holds, he's the lowest level of a Roman dignitary, and he holds the fire in front of the pifyora. Pifyora uduchsa. The pifyora holds this fire in front of the duchsa as a way of giving him honor. And duchsa lagmona. Duchsa in front of agmona, and agmona lakoma. And the agmona does it in front of the king. Koma minaka nura mikme inchi. And so Unculus said to the Romans who came before him, does the king, the Roman emperor, would he hold the torch in front of regular people? Amarelo. They said, of course not. He's the king. He doesn't have to hold the fire in front of anybody else. So Unculus says, yeah, but look at God. Amar Lahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Naka Nura Kamei Yisrael. God loves Jewish people so much that he goes and holds the fire in front of the Jewish people. That's why I became Jewish, he says, because our teaching of God is, look how much God loves us, that he holds the fire in front of us. So how do we know that? Because it says, Vashem Halech Lifnehem Yomam, that God brings before them by the day a pillar of cloud, and at night he brings a pillar of fire to give them light. And so we see from here that indeed Hashem walks before us and holds the fire and torch before us. So we got Igayur Kuhuet. When all of the troops heard this, they all converted to the Jewish faith. Hadar Shadar Gundach Rini Abasre. So the emperor sent a last group of troops to bring back Unculus. And when he sent these, he said, Lotishto Midi Bade, do not discuss anything, not even something which you think is trivial. Kinakta Leva Ozle. And as they were walking along with him, Unculus stopped. Chaza Mezusta Demancha Pisra. He saw a mezuzah, which is the scroll that we place on the doorpost, and he stopped. Osiv Yade Allah. And he put his hand upon the mezuzah, va'amar lahu, and he said to them, my hai, what is this mezuzah? Basically, amar lei, emalon at, you tell us what it is. So Unculus said, amar lahu, minhagu shel olam, the normal way of the world is melech basar v'dam yoshev mi bifnim, then a king of flesh and blood sits inside the palace, guarded by the troops. V'avadav mishamer moso mi b'chutz, and his servants are standing outside of the palace, guarding him. V'yu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but God himself, avadav mi b'fnim, his servants are inside, the Jewish people are inside the palace, whereas Hashem is outside, and the mezuzah, which is the manifestation of God, which is the representation of God, mishamer mi b'chutz, is guarding the Jewish people, and the mezuzah is outside, as it states, Hashem yishmor, God will watch your comings and goings from now until forever. And when he said this, to these last group of soldiers, Igayor and Sulo Shadar Basre. So these group of soldiers also converted, and then the emperor stopped sending anybody. He gave up trying to bring back Uncas back to the Roman paganism. The Darke Moshe, Rav Moshe Isserles, writes in the name of the Ma'aril that this indeed is the source of the custom of kissing a mezuzah, of putting our hand on a mezuzah when we leave a room. And he writes that every time a person leaves a room, a person should put his hand upon the mezuzah and say, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili, Al Yad Yimini, Hashem Yishmor, Tzisiyu Vowi, Me'atov Yad Olam. God is my protection, and God is standing on my right side and shall watch my comings and goings from now until forever. Indeed, the Ramah writes this explicitly, that a person, every time he leaves his house, must place his hand upon the mezuzah. However, even though this was the position of the Rama, Rabbi Kiva Eger is actually against it. He says he rejects the fact that this Gemara is the source, that a person should always do that. And he writes that there is no actual source for this in the Halacha, and therefore, as a consequence, he says, as a general principle, we shouldn't do it, because perhaps it could be considered to be a type of idolatry. And also, there's a type of there's a prohibition of touching a sacred document with our bare hands. And so, for sure, if the mezuzah is not covered properly, he says that there's concern about touching it. However, the practice of the world is to put our hands upon the mezuzah as we leave the room, and a person should say a short prayer at that time and praise God for guarding us in our comings and our goings.